This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. The focus this time around is on winterizing those roses, so prominent in our Kansas landscapes, and in fact, what, if any, damage might have occurred from our recent cold snap, highly unusual for the earlier part of November. We'll get into all of that now with Dennis Patton, Extension Horticultural Agent for Johnson County. Just right to it, Dennis. We've had some awfully cold weather for the mid part of fall. Would that likely have hurt our roses that weren't quite ready for the winter yet?
You know, Eric, that is a really darn good question. I think it's one of those answers that time will tell. But my concern is the plants were not really ready for that cold drop that quickly. A lot of them have not gone into dormancy yet. And I'm fearful that a lot of our roses and some of our other plants are probably going to have quite a bit of dieback come spring of 2019. I think it's one of those we're going to have to wait and see. But at this point in time, I think we got to, well, how does that go? Plan for the worst, hope for the best, something like that.
Right.
And making sure we get our roses through the rest of this winter weather.
Which we'll talk about, but when you suggest the possibility of dieback here, not so much that it would wipe out the plant entirely, but simply knock back some of those canes?
Well, you know, that gets back into what type of rose we're growing and how was it produced. There's two ways we see roses on the market real commonly. One is what we call a grafted tea rose, and for the most part, that's our hybrid tea roses, you know, like the Peace Rose, the Julia Childs, Mr. Lincoln, President Lincoln, all those really hybrid tea, you know, real showy, large roses. And most of those are grafted onto a seedling rootstock, and if that graft dies, so does your named variety of roses. But in the last 10, 15, 20 years now, most people have been planting these easy care roses. Most people just call them knockout roses. And those roses aren't grafted. They are grown on their own root. An example would be if that rose killed back to the ground and it suckered up from below the soil surface, it's going to be the knockout rose because it's not grafted onto another rootstock. So the way to know whether your rose is grafted or not is to look for a big knot or a big joint. Usually the protrusion is where that graft is made. And unlike those easy care roses, it's like more like a shrub. You just got sticks coming out of the ground and you don't see that graft union.
You mentioned the grafted roses, and maybe they're a little more sensitive to swift temperature changes to the downside. Is there anything one can do to shield them from the harsher cold weather?
Yes, that's exactly what we do. We protect that graft union. So the most common way to do that is just put a mound or cone of soil, compost, over the center of that plant. So we're going to bury that crown in this 6 to 8 inch cone or mound of soil or compost, because that then kind of insulates it from extreme cold. And it just gives that, it's not that it keeps it warm, but it really stops it from those fluctuating temperatures much that could then spell doom to that graft union. So cover them up with that 6-8 inch mound of soil, compost, something along those lines to give it a little bit extra winter protection on the grafted hybrid tea roses.
As for those easy care roses, the knockouts, as they're often referred to, does one have to do anything to winterize them to any extent?
You know, that's where the term easy care comes into play. Basically, walk away from them and you're done. As I explained earlier, they're, for the most part, on their own roots. So if we did have extreme cold, killed them back to the ground, all we really need to do is wait till spring or late winter when we start seeing new growth appear, and then just go in there and cut those easy care roses back to live tissue or live buds. Or in some cases, if it's really bad, it could come up from below the ground. So it's just kind of be patient. Of course, that's the same principle we're going to follow on these grafted roses too. We're just going to wait for new growth come March, early April next year. And we're going to go in and just start pruning down. And the first cuts we're going to make is always get all that dead wood out of there. And then from there, we can start shaping our bushes for a successful summer.
Again, there are some thoughts on winterizing your ornamental roses. And Dennis, we appreciate the input. Many thanks.
Good talking to you today, Eric.
Johnson County Extension Horticultural Agent Dennis Patton there. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. Over this, the K-State Radio Network.